In just a minute, Carl settles the debate and says the best baseball team in Southern California is the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, there's a new dating site available for people who are tired of Match.com. This dating site is run
and
by whom?
I am.
I bet. This dating site is run by whom?
Well, there's ChristianSingles.com.
No, not Christian Singles. This is an organization that's been around for a while, but they're just now getting into the internet dating business.
It's an organization that's been around for a while. CIA?
I like it.
You will never know we dated.
This group may be tired of Match.com, but they're also tired in general.
There is a tired group?
Well, they nap.
Toddlers?
No. That would be strange. Other end of the age spectrum.
Wait, old people?
Yeah, which are the
But they're the organizers?
No, the organizers of the waiting depth site are...
AARP?
Yes, the AARP has a rating website. It's a new service.
They keep sending me cards.
Yeah.
I've about had it with them, because I feel that when I want their cards, I will let them know.
No, I understand.
So you know what I do?
What do you do, Paula?
I cut them up. That's what I do. I get their cards, I cut them up. And you know what I figure? Eventually I'm going to get to an age where I can't cut them up anymore, and I'm in.
What of the hand strength to make the scissors work?
I don't want to be a part of AARP. But so wait, so now they're doing a dating service?
Yes, there are. You see, the idea is like, you know, a lot of demographic groups have their own dating service. J-Date is for Jews. OkCupid is for cherubs. The AARP announced this week it's partnering with a site called HowAboutWe.com. HowAboutWe.com. And this will be a dating site for people who finish that sentence with watch 60 minutes and call it a night. Paula, famously rude Vogue editor Anna Wintour may have the perfect job lined up for her next. What is it?
She might be the ambassador to London.
Exactly right. Yes, the U.S. ambassador. Bloomberg News reported that the editor of Vogue, who's also a big fundraiser for President Obama, is being considered for one of the two plum postings in the diplomatic corps, Britain, because she's British by birth, or France, because she speaks fluent rude.
Ha! Ooh la la.
It's not unusual for wealthy donors to be appointed as ambassadors to those two countries, but usually, as one White House reporter put it, diplomats have to be diplomatic. The concern is that, like, 6 months after she goes to Britain, say, we'll be at war because our ambassador said Buckingham Palace makes the Queen look fat.
You know, Anna Wintour could help the Queen. The Queen's always dressed in, like bright, like, remember at the wedding, she had a bright yellow, she looked like a pimp. She looks like a pimp, the Queen.
Yeah, she does.
Seriously, the only people that get away with bright yellow outfits are pimps and the Queen. I think Anna Wintour should get there and be like, less pimp, Queen.
Yeah.
Why are pimps choosing to dress like the Queen of England is my question.
Maz, a new study shows one-third of young adults use social media while doing what?
One-third of young people use social media while watching television.
No.
While using other social media. I've seen that before.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it. You got the iPad and the phone and the computer, and you're just like, ugh.
No.
No?
None of those things would be shocking or slightly disgusting.
Oh, it's a shocking, slightly disgusting thing.
Yes.
Going to the bathroom.
Of course.
Oh, that's not just young people.
This is, you don't need to take a survey. It's obvious with some status updates, like, look what I had for dinner yesterday.
You know why they take it to the bathroom? Because they make it so small and easy. If it were the big computer of the old days, you couldn't be like, oh, let me just take this and plug it in while I do my business. You can't do that. But now,
It is a little disgusting, but it is better than the old days when you'd be sitting there in a stall and hear a typewriter from the next one. That was awful.